You're just a pro.
Just had our national anthem. Now time for our starting lineups. The Oscoda Owls and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Here in this Girls Division III District 70 semifinal. First up for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, number 12, Kylie Billiter.
Number 1, Grace Berquist.
For the Owls, number 1, Grace Berquist.
Number 30, Brianna Listerman.
For Whittemore Prescott, number 30, that is Brianna Listman.
Number 12, Mia Whipke.
Number 12 for the Owls, Mia Whipke.
Number 32, Brielle Wanks.
And number 32, Brielle Wanks for Whittemore Prescott.
Number 13, Olivia Toppy.
Coach's daughter, Olivia Toppy, number 13 for the Oscoda Owls.
Number 34, Cameron Gibson.
Cameron Gibson, number 34, one of the seniors for Whittemore Prescott. He'll be a starter here tonight.
Number 15, Caitlin Griggs.
And also... Number 15, Kaylin Griggs for Oscoda.
Number 44, Paige Zielinski.
And number 44, Paige Zielinski for Whittemore Prescott.
Another senior for the Cardinals.
And lastly for the Owls, Marlene Sobrino Salvador.
A 10th grader, I might add.
And we were, you, me, and the public address announcer were talking earlier about, do you just call her Salvador, or do you go with the full Sobrino Salvador? We're going to go with the full Sobrino Salvador.
Absolutely. Marlene Sobrino Salvador, and that's a mouthful. And we told the play-by-play today announcer to make sure he was rolling his R's up there, the public address announcer.
That's right.
So
yeah,
we're going to make sure that he's rolling his R's. And two teams ready for tip-off. Still kind of a quiet atmosphere in here. Not a big showing, actually, between these two schools' student sections here tonight. Hopefully it'll pick up so we can have a little bit of atmosphere in here in the gym. But good luck, Bradley. Have yourself a good call. Ready for some high school basketball right here. Girls semifinal action.
Griggs and Zielinski will jump at center court here from Alcona. Ball is in the air and controlled by Oscoda. Sobrino Salvador left side. Cross-court pass. And a three-point jumper here from the right corner. No good. Rebound pulled down underneath. And out of bounds will stay with the Oscoda Owls. Three was put up by Mia Whipke out of the corner. Toppy will inbound underneath. Run a couple of screens and goes outside Sobrino Salvador. She'll cut in, go outside. Whipke again for three. This one too long again. Rebound pulled down by number 24. 34. And that one thrown and picked off by Whipke. Whipke alone to the rim, so she'll run, go lay that one up and in. And into that that full court press here go the Owls. They force a turnover on the travel as Listerman was caught and couldn't get anywhere.
Two turnovers early for the Cardinals and cost them on the first one. We'll see what happens on this one.
Left side, Olivia Toppy. They leave her wide open for three, and too strong. Rebound comes down, though, to the Owls. Sobrino Salvador into the lane. Left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 15, Griggs underneath. She misses, and will kick it out to Whipke. And back up top to Grace Berquist. Berquist, inside out dribble, inside right hand layup, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Zielinski. And then taken away by Berquist. Now it's Whipke, and Whipke will be fouled up top. And so it's 2-0 Owls, 106 into our contest. And a foul here will keep the ball with Oscoda. And so now it'll be Berquist with the basketball up top, getting a screen by Whipke. Back to Whipke, who drives inside. Left-hand layup too strong. Rebound pulled down by number 30, Listerman. And Listerman will go to Cameron Gibson. Gibson will pass to Zielinski. Takes a couple of dribbles up top. And tries to get the bounce pass now on the ground. And rolls it out to Gibson. Getting a screen now is Gibson. She'll shoot the three. A little bit off. Rebound tipped. And it will go out of bounds. And it's going to be off of Whittemore. And we'll go to the Oscoed Owls for shot of the day for Whittemore.
So a little shaky early, not a lot of point production right now. Either way, Whittemore hasn't put their first bucket in yet. Oscoed is still sitting on two with 6:08 left.
Berquist goes right side. Salvador, corner three. Off a little. Rebound comes out to Wipke, though. Goes left corner to Toppy. Back inside to Wipke, who will hand off to Salvador, but couldn't quite handle it. And ball rolls all the way out to Grace Berquist at the top of the key, who will resettle. Inside to Wipke, who was alone underneath the rim. She missed it, and it'll be pulled down by Whittemore Prescott. And here comes Listeman for Whittemore. Jogging it across, gets a screen. Drives right side. We'll go back out to Gibson. And we have a foul.
They're going to get a moving pick on that, or are they going to call that one on Berquist?
Going on, yep. Berquist. Yep. The push on the cut. Number two for Oscoda, Jessica Montgomery will check in. Number 24, Tori Zielinski will check in for Paige Zielinski for Whittemore Prescott. Listeman looking to inbound and will throw it inside to Wanks. Wanks kicks out to Listeman, has it taken away. Ball bounces around and it comes away to Berquist. Berquist for the Owls goes right side. Montgomery pump fakes the three, goes back out to Berquist. They'll swing it around left side. Toppy inside Salvador, left hand too strong, and rebound being fought for, and Montgomery will pick up a foul here.
So we'll give that rebound there to number 12, Kylie Billiter, her first rebound of the day. Another foul on the Owls here, Brad.
Listeman will try to jog through the zone here. Goes to Gibson. Gibson runs into her own player and throws it up to Zielinski. Zielinski into the lane. Goes up, blocked by Salvador. Rebound comes down to Billiter, though, and she stepped on the line. And it'll go back to the Owls. 4:56 to play in our first quarter. Still just 2-0 Oscoda.
Four early Whittemore Prescott Cardinal turnovers have not helped their situation right now.
Berquist up top, spins away from a screen, goes right side Salvador for three. Off to the right, rebound fought for and won by Gibson. Cameron Gibson will jog it across the line. Goes to that right corner and has the ball knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Whittemore. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Sunny Buns Watercraft Rental and Boat Storage of Oscoda, Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, Mark Schultz of Edward Jones at Oscoda, and Coletta Air of Oscoda.
Kingsley Backstrom checks in for the Owls.
And we have a dual possession on a block underneath, so it'll stay with Whittemore Prescott.
Possession arrow will get turned. It'll be Oscoda's next time. Whittemore gets it this time under the rim.
Gibson goes to Zielinski, back to Gibson in the corner, open for three, a little too long. Rebound pulled down by Sabrina Salvador. Sabrina Salvador inside to Montgomery, right-hand layups, no good. And layups just now falling right now for Oscoda. And right side, Montgomery in the corner. Inside, that's Backstrom who goes up too strong, can't score. Rebound Sabrina Salvador. Drives inside, right hand, and a travel here is going to send it back to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. 2-0 Oscoda halfway through our first quarter.
Little pressure now up front from Oscoda as they press the ball and get a steal right out of it.
And going to have a foul on Zielinski. That's number 24, Tori Zielinski, the sophomore, fouls Jessica Montgomery. Montgomery will trigger underneath. Bounce pass to Backstrom. Right-hand layup good. Makes it 4-0 Oscoda. Backstrom gets on the board. And a turnover here by Whittemore and a travel here by Montgomery. She couldn't quite handle the basketball as she went up to shoot the layup. 4-0 Oscoda. Listeman gets a screen on the trying to get away from the pressure. And to Gibson. Gibson gets across the timeline. Still a lot of harassment from the Owls, and they get a steal. Kaylin Griggs brings it across the line, goes right in, has the ball poked away, and we're going to get a kickball underneath, and it'll stay here with Oscoda. Montgomery will inbound. Gets the basketball, looks for a cutter, bounce pass Salvador, Sabrina Salvador underneath. makes it a 6-0 game in favor of the Oscoda Owls. Good job breaking the press here by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Zielinski pass to Gibson. Gibson goes into the lane. Down inside to Billiter and kicks it back out. Listman. Listman goes around, drives inside, and a foul here underneath.
4 of the 6 Oscoda points, Brad, have come on inbound plays from underneath the glass on the end. And obviously something they've worked on, and Coach Mark Toppy has them doing, because both free looks from the paint on the inbounds plays.
Megan Miles checks in for Kaylin Griggs. Whittemore looking inbound underneath. We'll go just straight up top. Zielinski dribbles up top. Now picks up her dribble. And we'll be able to hand it off Listman. Listman guarded by Miles. Working around a couple of screens. Listman into the lane. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down Montgomery. Montgomery has the ball poked away from behind. And then turned right back over to the Owls. Berquist, right side Montgomery. Down inside to Backstrom. Cross-court pass. Sabrina Salvador from the corner for 3. Knock it down.
Real, real nice shot. Talented young lady there. She hit that 3. And that's going to give Oscoda their first big lead of the day, 9-0.
2:24 to play in the quarter. And Listman for Whittemore hands the ball off to Zielinski. And now right side, ball knocked away, and it will stay with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals as the ball was knocked away from Brian Wanks. Whittemore is what, 2 or 3 shots up?
What's that?
Only 2 or 3 shots put up by Whittemore right now?
Yeah, yeah.
And now an inbound pass is knocked to the ground, but the Cardinals able to recover. And now ball poked away, and it'll stay with Whittemore Prescott. So a lot of what we saw yesterday, where Oscoda's offense isn't cruising like Standish's wasn't, but the defense has been tremendous.
Absolutely. Whittemore needs their first bucket somehow.
They go inside, and a little underneath layup, no good.
Fouled in the act of shooting on that, though. That'll get him to the line at least for a chance, as Anna Butler just entered the game and picked up a foul right away. And she'll go to the line to shoot, too.
Foul is on Backstrom, her first, team 4th. Butler's first free throw, a little long. High school basketball brought to you in part by Zubac Ford of Oscoda. Your local State Farm agent, Sean Clark in Oscoda. Janice Tyre of Oscoda and East Dallas and Landmark Title Corp of Oscoda. Second free throw, no good either. Rebound pulled down by Backstrom, who jumped straight up in the air and then came right back down.
Well, what happened there was two girls both had the rebound in their hands. They wouldn't let it go. They're on the same team and had to call a walk on it.
Up top to Gibson. Cameron Gibson bounces to the right side. Butler. Butler tries to get it down inside to Wanks, but nothing there, and so it'll go right back to the Owls.
7 unforced errors or turnovers, whatever you'd like to call them, for the Cardinals early in this one, Brad.
Toppy, newly into the game, will bring it across and go to the corner. That's Sabrina Salvador down inside to Miles. Miles outside Montgomery. Montgomery drives to the baseline, but she'll be fouled, held up top. That'll be the second team foul on the Cardinals. Third team foul on the Cardinals. Ellie Kellstrom will check in for the Oscoda Owls. Jessica Montgomery checks out. Number 20 for Whittemore Prescott checks in. That's Claire Bluest. Number 12, Kylie Billiter will check out. Toppy will inbound inside to Backstrom. Backstrom goes up and scores.
There it is, in it. Another play from underneath the glass on conversion for 2.
Whittemore Prescott breaks the press. Gets it to Tori Zielinski. Left side, Anna Butler. Back to Zielinski at the free throw line. Tries to go. It's tipped away by Sabrina Salvador. And while chasing it down, a foul going to be called here on Tori Zielinski of Whittemore Prescott. That'll be the 4th team foul.
She went into her hard there on the transition on the steal. Biascota ball midcourt. One more substitution coming for the Cardinals. Number 40, Brooke Saunders, comes into the game, and she replaces Tori Zielinski.
Toppy has the basketball at top for the Oscoda Owls. 11-0 Oscoda. Inside, Backstrom goes straight up and scores. 6 points for Backstrom, and it's 13-0. Wanks gets it through the press. Down inside, and a little mid-range jumper is tipped away as Saunders took the shot. It was a little short and tipped out of bounds.
Possession will stay with the Cards under the basket here. Still looking for their first bucket.
Wanks will get the basketball up top to Gibson. Gibson comes and gets a screen, but doesn't move Toppy. Gibson on the move to the left, and she's going to travel, drag that pivot foot. And so with 52 seconds remaining in the quarter, Whittemore Prescott still yet to get on the board, and a 13-0 lead for Oscoda.
Something about these games I've been doing with you, Bradley, no scoring from these teams in the first quarter.
Yeah, a lot of low-scoring games recently. Back inside to Backstrom, who goes up, and good defense by Gibson affected the shot. So with 40 seconds left, here come the Cardinals. And a wide-open three, left side, too strong for Bluest. Rebound pulled down to Sabrina Salvador. She'll go inside to Kallstrom. Kallstrom goes over her left shoulder. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down and tipped back inbounds to Gibson for Whittemore Prescott. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Gibson will drive right side. Can't find room inside. Has a three-point shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Backstrom. 6 seconds remaining. They go up to Megan Miles. Miles to Kallstrom. Kallstrom pump fake up top. Salvador for three at the buzzer. No good.
Good first quarter, 13-0. And now you can go to break like you wanted to before I interrupted you.
13-0 Owls on WKJC, your power station for sports. Owls after one. Left side, Sabrina Salvador. Inside, Kallstrom goes up. Shot blocked. Rebound comes down to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, number 22. That is Wanks, and then has one knocked out of bounds by the Owls. That's Brianna Wanks, the freshman, into the game. High school basketball brought to you in part by Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, the Oscoda Asabel Chamber of Commerce, and Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda. Shot up here, no good by Whittemore Prescott. Goes out to Butler. Butler to Bluest for three. Tipped up, no good. And rebound out of bounds off of the Cardinals.
Thought we were getting our first bucket for the Cards there. Lady Cardinals had one with two chances at it, but no such luck.
Toppy will jog it across for the Owls. And now she'll work against the man defense, drive inside, and has the ball tipped away, but able to recover it are the Owls. And then a foul here coming on number 40. That is Saunders.
Tell you what, Brooke Saunders went in after that ball hard just now on the Oscoda girl, and deserved foul there.
Now frustration probably starting to build a little. No scoring through about almost 9 minutes of basketball.
Right.
Toppy has the basketball up top for the Owls. And we're going to get a screen and a foul here on Wipke as she pushed on her screen.
Yeah, definitely a moving pick. Just kind of came up and ran into the girl. That'll be a turnover.
Back in that full court press go the Owls. And the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals will inbound it, go straight to the sideline. Good job getting into the middle. They are able to break the press, but then they got moving a little too fast. And threw over the head, and a tip here by Sabrina Salvador. Actually, will keep it here with the Cardinals. Cardinals inbound underneath. That's Saunders. And she'll go right side. Gibson for three off the glass, and no good. Rebound comes down to Miles, who stood up with the basketball and after being on the ground getting the rebound. So it's a travel. 6:58 to play in our second quarter, 13-0 Oscoda. Brad Allen, Kurt Romberger here with you. And pass goes up to Gibson for Whittemore Prescott. Gibson right side is stuck but able to pass it off. Then down inside, knocked away by Miles. And they're actually going to say off of Whittemore Prescott, so it'll go to the Owls.
I'd really, really like to see the Cardinals on that under-the-glass play in the offensive zone get somebody coming through that lane underneath the bucket.
Toppy gets a screen from Wipke. Right side, Salvador. Sabrina Salvador into the lane. Good burst of speed. Left-hand layup falls off the rim. And rebound comes down to Cameron Gibson. Gibson will bring it across the line for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Gets a screen up top. And now stuck with the basketball. Is no one able to get open on the roll. Pass left side to Butler. Butler throws it across. It's picked off by the Owls. And Wipke. Wipke into the lane. Left-hand layup is good. And it's 15-0. And back into the press go the Owls. And ball goes off the bottom of the backboard, but able to come down to a Cardinal. And pushed along the sideline, ball tipped, but able to be regained by the Cardinals. Three-pointer from the top of the key, no good, and it goes out of bounds as the shot from Bluest goes calling.
The things you see, she went to go for the 50-yard pass from underneath the basket and threw it into the back of the basket, but came down into her team's possession. 15-zip, 5:46 left in our first half.
And tried to go inside with Berquist, but has it ripped away. Here come the Cardinals. Gibson will bring it across. Getting a screen, works inside. Go left side, open jumper here, and ball off the rim and no good. And rebound goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Owls as Saunders couldn't get that one to go.
Substitution for the Cardinals. Kylie Billiter checks back in.
And so it'll be Berquist who will walk the basketball across for the Owls. That 15-0 lead. And now inside to Wipke, back out to Toppy. Toppy looking to drive inside. Good defense. Able to find a small crease. Layup up, no good. Rebound pulled down by number 22, Brianna Wanks. And to Billiter, right side. Now to Listman. Listman to Gibson. Gibson for three. Left side, too strong. Rebound, bouncing around, and regained by Megan Miles. Backstrom over, Berquist will bring it across for the Scoda Owls. Left side now to Miles. Miles looking for where to go with it. Goes right side to Toppy. A screen coming. Now Wipke's just going to get the basketball. Goes up right side. No good. Rebound poked down and regained by Billiter for the Whittemore-Prescott Cardinals. She'll jog it across the line. As Whittemore-Prescott halfway through our second quarter, still looking for their first bucket. Listman trips going through the lane and has it taken away. And here comes Miles for the Owls. She's in a foot race, and she will make the layup. And Miles on the board. And it's 17-0, Oscoda.
Owls are making it look easy right now, and then another turnover on the inbound pass just now from the pressure of the press.
Miles for three, top of the key, off left. Rebound, Sabrina Salvador, cross-court pass to Toppy, and she'll set up and goes up top to Megan Miles. And now they'll hand it off to Berquist, and the Owls with the basketball. Left side, Miles, she'll try the three, knock it down. 20-0, Oscoda. And now here come the Cardinals trying to fight through the press. And a foul here on Megan Miles reaching in. And no, we're actually going to get a timeout first. So a timeout for Whittemore Prescott. Take one with them. 20-0 Owls on WKJC, your power station for sports. Whittemore Prescott inbounds the basketball, trailing 20-0 here, more than halfway through our second quarter. Cameron Gibson up top and goes right side to Zielinski. Zielinski bounce pass, and we're going to get a walk here on 22 Wanks. Brianna Wanks is going to turn it over. And now here comes Berquist. Left side, Miles for the Owls. 3:05 to play in our first half. Toppy has the basketball up top, right side to Berquist. And now inside to Sabrina Salvador. Nothing there, so she'll just kick it back out. And the Owls will reset. Left side, Toppy. And we have a three in the key on the Owls.
There's a foul violation, I should say, you don't see very often anymore. 3-second violation.
Usually those come with one or two warnings before they finally call it on you. And a nice half-court pass here to break the press. Just go right around the press. Left side Gibson now for Whittemore Prescott. And gets a couple of screens and a push here on Zielinski of Whittemore. They're going to say push with the body. That is the sixth team foul on Whittemore, so both teams will shoot free throws the rest of the way. of the first half with 2.5 to play in our first half. This game brought to you in part by My Michigan Health, Irisa of Tawas City, Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda, Augray and East Tawas, and Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Tawas City. Perkins with the basketball up top for the Owls. And Owen Garza shoots the pull-up three. It's off. Rebound pulled down by Whittemore Prescott and Billiter. Billiter's going to hand it off to Gibson. Gibson will walk it across. And we're going to get a push here on Olivia Toppy. That will... who'd they get that on? Yeah, 1-3, Toppy. Yep, so Gibson will shoot a 1-1 at the line, and Whittemore Prescott might be able to break their scoring drought right here.
They got a chance at least. Shout out to Jeff Seaford and Marcus Stone, Tawa City firefighters up here taking in the game this evening.
Free throw no good and pulled down by the Owls. Toppy right side, Berquist back to Toppy, open for three, no good. Long rebound, tipped around, and it goes out of bounds off of, that is Brianna Listman.
Yeah, she was hustling for it hard and got her hand on it, but poked it out of bounds, and Oscoda will make a wholesale hockey line change.
The only one staying on the floor is Berquist, number one. And it'll go left side, Montgomery. Montgomery to Ellie Kelstra, mid-range jumper, good. And 22 to nothing now, the Owls in the lead. Billiter has it, goes left side, Listman. Listman to the lane, right-hand shot, no good. Rebound to Kelstrom. 1:40 to play in our first half. Right side, that is Griggs up top. Back, Berquist for three, knock it down. 25-0 Oscoda. And now a tip and a steal by the Owls. Berquist out to Montgomery. Montgomery for three, too long. And a rebound. Backstrom couldn't quite save it from going out of bounds.
Yeah, Oscoda's press is really giving the Cardinals fits trying to get the ball not only inbounds on it, but also across the center line. It's a 2-1-2 press.
And so now a soft pass picked off by Backstrom, and they're going to give her a double dribble as she knocked it down, grabbed it, and then went to dribble it again. And so there's the double dribble. Let's send it back to Whittemore Prescott. 1:10 remaining in the half.
Coach Toppy backs the press off on this possession.
And now they go up top, Zielinski. Zielinski now at the free throw line, looking for somewhere to go. Goes up top to Gibson, gets a screen. Gibson wanted the three, goes back inside. Zielinski, little hook shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Griggs. 42 seconds remaining in our first half. Inside to Kelstrom. Kelstrom goes up, and she's going to walk underneath there.
Yeah, it was a nice pass, good athletic move, and then she traveled with it. 44 seconds here to see if Whittemore can stop themselves from being shut out in the first half of this basketball girls' district semifinal.
Zielinski has it at the free throw line. She'll drive inside on Kelstrom, and a foul here on Kelstrom. Reach it in.
Yeah, number 44 there got it in the top of the paint, and Paige Zielinski violently threw her elbows around trying to give herself some space, and then took the foul from Ellie Kelstrom. She'll go to the line. Here's their chance right here, Bradley.
1-1, got to make the first to get the second. And Zielinski goes to the left side of the free throw line and misses just off to the right. Rebound pulled down by Backstrom. Berquist with the basketball, 25 seconds in our first half. Goes left side, Griggs. Griggs into the lane, goes up at the rim, got it to go. And Griggs is on the board for the first time today. It's 27-0. 10 seconds remaining in the half.
Nice bucket by Kaylin Griggs. Whittemore finally, with 6 seconds left, bombs a three-pointer. You can count that one.
And so that will end our first half as the half-court shot no good. And so at the end of our first half, it's Oscoda 27, Whittemore Prescott 3 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you. Halftime of this contest, the Oscoda Owls 27. And good for the Winmore Prescott Cardinals. With 6 seconds left to go in the half, Cameron Gibson launches about a 3 foot beyond the arc three and able to bank one home. That was able to finally put the Cardinals on the board, 27-3 in that first half. Just Whittemore just didn't get shots up. I mean, they were turning it over like crazy that whole time.
Yeah, Whittemore turned it over 15 times in that first half, and that's big in any high school, men's, boys, girls, college. That's a lot of turnovers in a half. While Oscoda only turned it over 4 times. And crazy rebounding. The Whittemore Prescott team actually rebounded pretty good in the first half. They pulled down 13 boards. Oscoda pulled down 14 boards. But just lopsided on the scoreboard, 27-3 as we head into our third quarter here. And I wish the Cardinals nothing but luck, especially the seniors, as they wind down playing their last game here, Bradley.
So the Cardinals will start with the basketball. Take you quickly through the scoring. It was Backstrom, Kingsley Backstrom, who led the way for the Owls. She only had 6 points, but just really spread scoring. Sabrina Salvador had 5, as did Megan Miles, each with 5. Cameron Gibson, of course, had the lone shot and a 5-second call on the inbound here to start the half for Whittemore Prescott.
Now what they were looking for, to turn it over just like that. Yeah. Couldn't get the ball in on the pressure from Oscoda.
And so the Owls will inbound the basketball, leading by 24. Berquist, left side to Miles, inside to Whipke. Swing pass to Itapi. Itapi for 3, and too long. Rebound pulled down by Billiter. Billiter left side to Gibson, who jogs it across. Back to Billiter on the right side. Screen coming by Zielinski, and over to Wanks in the corner, who used her dribble and tries to throw it off of Sabrina Salvador, but instead it bounces straight back up in the air, and Sabrina Salvador with the basketball for the Owls. Goes inside Whipke, and a travel by Whipke. Couldn't quite get control of it.
Yeah, a little bit of choppy start again here to the second half. I don't think head coach Mark Toppy's real happy with the way the Lady Owls have played today, even though they're up big on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I was talking to Ben Murphy at halftime there, too, and he said the same thing. He goes, this score could be worse if Oscoda was playing well. He just didn't feel like the Owls were playing as well as they could. They didn't come out of halftime looking like they were all loose. They looked like they had tried to fix some things. As Whittemore passes it around, has it taken away, but able to fight for it right back. As Gibson right here in front of us on the sideline, pass it off to Listman. Listman inside, has the ball poked away, and Toppy gets a steal. And Toppy to the rim, unguarded left-handed layup is good. And that gets our second half scoring underway, 29-3. And left side, Listman. Listman inside, goes up left hand, and can't get it to go. Rebound, Sabrina Salvador. And here she comes across, right into the lane, and goes up left hand, and she'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot 2.
Boy, good display of speed right there by Marlene Sabrina Salvador, as she powered her way from half court in, put on the afterburners, and went up hard to the glass and got fouled for it, and see if she gets rewarded with a couple free throws here.
First free throw is good. That makes it 30-3. This game brought to you in part by Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Standish and Pinconning, Sunrise Travel Center of Oscoda, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda and East Tawas. She knocks down the pair, and that makes it 31-3. Gibson will jog it across here for the Cardinals, and now Listman with it, drives baseline up top to Zielinski. Zielinski, Gibson, Gibson works around the screen, goes for the 3, off glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Miles, and Miles on the run here for the Owls, and she will go inside, and a travel on Miles will send it back to the Cardinals. Got caught in between whether she was going to pass it or go up, and you can't be in between those two things, and ends up with a problem as Gibson has the ball poked away by Toppy behind her. And left side to Whipke. Whipke in the corner, drives inside, kick out Sabrina Salvador. Inside, she goes up right hand, and they're going to give her a travel, and so it'll go back to Whittemore Prescott.
Well, just when I said the Owls hadn't turned it over much, they've started out this second half turning it over 3 times already.
And they try to go a deep pass here to Wanks. No good. And so a turnover back to Oscoda.
Brianna Wanks re-enters the game for number 32, Brielle Wanks. So the sisters switch places, and one takes a seat, and one gets on the floor.
Berquist brings it across for the Owls, goes left side, bounce pass into Wipke. She drives, left-hand layup short, gets her own rebound, and kick out to Toppy. Toppy back up top to Berquist. And right side back to Toppy. Now down inside to Wipke. The Owls swing it back around. Berquist outside for three. Knock it down. Her second three of the night.
Real nice shot by Grace Berquist there.
Or as it's listed in our roster, Grace. Right side, Gibson for three. No good.
Missed everything, including the rim. Went out of bounds.
Berquist gets the inbound from Sabrino Salvador, and the Owls will jog it across. Left side, that is Miles inside to Wipke. She goes inside. She goes up. She is fouled hard. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Just domination down low by the Owls here today, at least in the offensive end. On the defensive end, Whittemore is doing a pretty good job of pulling down rebounds right now. But
first free throw is no good.
I would have to say Oscoda owns the paint right now in this game.
This game brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview, Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Towises, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Towis, and Dean Arbor Ford of Towis City. Wipke knocks home the second free throw, and that makes it 35-3. Ball poked away again by Toppy from behind. She continues to have a strong defensive game. Good pass inside to Miles, who goes up and scores.
Beautiful combination. Beautiful pass, beautiful finish by Megan Miles. 37-3 now with 4:28 left in the third.
Gibson pass to Lisman, gets a screen from Zielinski. Back up top to Gibson, inside to Lisman, or excuse, Zielinski. Zielinski kick out to Billiter. Takes a couple of dribbles to the right, gets a screen from Zielinski, and they go back up top. And a three for Gibson. Deep one here, no good. Rebound pulled down Toppy on a long rebound. Doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow down. But no one guards her, so she's just going to shoot the three. It's too long, and rebound will go out of bounds. And so we are about halfway through our third quarter, 37-3.
Here and come the troops for Oscoda. Three subs coming into the game, getting some of the bench players some work, and like Mark said beforehand, it doesn't really slow the team down. All nine of these players can play the game.
Deep three here from Gibson again. Again, misses everything. And now Anna Butler will come in and replace Cameron Gibson. And so it'll be Berquist up top for the Owls. 3:43 to play in our third quarter, 37-3, Oscoda. Left side, Miles. Bounce pass inside to Kallstrom. Kallstrom goes up strong, but no good. Rebound pulled down by Billiter for Whittemore Prescott. And so Billiter will get a screen. Stop, go inside, and a foul here coming on Miles as they tried to get it inside to Lisman. That's Miles' second, team first. And so Whittemore Prescott will inbound underneath. And again, Kurt, you were talking about this earlier. You'd like to see them get someone open off this. They go to Butler and then back outside to Billiter. And now up top, Lisman. And Lisman, a couple of dribbles up top, has the ball poked away by Berquist, but able to regain it. Now pass inside to Zielinski. Zielinski down inside, shot up and blocked as Butler went up. And now a rebound here by Griggs. Full court pass to Miles. Miles underneath is fouled hard. And it'll be a foul underneath. Team third on Whittemore, so just be an inbound underneath.
Yeah, there was no stopping Brianna Lisman on that one when she was moving under the glass there and ran into the Oscoda girl hard. Oscoda will take it out under the glass, and it looks like Mark Toppy's going to call a timeout. We'll take one with him real quick here as you're listening to high school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by the Skidway Pharmacy, the Alcona Health Center, Gary Oil and Propane of Oscoda, and Hale and the Hale Insurance Agency. Inbound to Kellstrom, who got up in the air, then tried to pass him. It was after she came down. And so a turnover on a travel here by the Owls. 2:45 to play in our third quarter. It's 37-3 Oscoda. Over here, Whittemore Prescott. We're live from Alcona. Billiter left side to Butler. Has the ball poked away by Montgomery. She went for the three. Montgomery on the run. Goes right side to Miles. Can't handle it. And just throws it out of bounds. And so to go to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Whittemore just looking to get something going on offense. Their only points are a kind of shot with a prayer at the end of the first half that ended up going in. Lisman. Kick outside to Billiter. Billiter getting a screen and goes back to Lisman, who drives inside. Shot off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down inside. Left hand layup, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Kellstrom, and Ellie Kellstrom will get the rebound for the Owls. Up to Perquist. Perquist goes right side. Montgomery open for three. No good. Rebound poked in. One by Billiter. And then knocked out of bounds by Kellstrom. So it'll stay or go back to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. 1:52 to play in our third quarter. Owls by 34. And jogging across is Butler for the. And Montgomery's going to get a foul here. For running over Listman.
That was quite a collision there between those two young ladies. Tool take the foul. She's smiling about it.
And so it'll be Billiter inbounding. And she'll go up top. Listman. Listman with a bit of a lane. Good pass inside, but the finish unable by Paige Zielinski. And rebound Montgomery. Montgomery into the corner to Miles. Miles will take a couple of dribbles and fire it outside to Griggs. Up top to Berquist. Back to Griggs. Griggs for three right side. Knock it down. And we have a foul underneath as well.
Heck of a shot by Kaylin Griggs, number 15, as she knocks down a three. And there was a foul underneath as well after the shot.
So I believe the basket counts.
It did.
And so Montgomery will check out. That's her fourth foul. And so it'll be Butler bounce pass knocked away by Wipke. Just doing my math there to make sure the bucket did count.
It did.
It does. So 40-3 after the three. Ball tipped away by Griggs. Good play. Berquist is able to run down the lane. No one stops the ball, and it's a layup for Berquist.
Another nice play by the Oscoda defense.
And now it's Zielinski up top. Tries to go inside, has the ball poked away by Wipke, and here come the Owls. Wipke right to the lane, goes up. She'll be fouled by Zielinski, and we'll shoot two.
I like Paige Zielinski's attitude. It's late in the game, 42-3, and says, you're not going to get this easy layup. I'm going to knock you a little bit, and you're going to have to go earn them at the line.
One of the keys to the game I listed for Whittemore. Don't
Absolutely.
Let them get those easy ones. It seems unsportsmanlike, but you're just trying to play the game.
Right.
They're just going to say that foul was not on the shot, so they will inbound underneath. And pass up top to Wipke. Back inside Griggs. Griggs goes up, blocked inside. Kellstrom has it, blocked inside. And Griggs with the rebound. And the bucket.
Kellstrom and Griggs underneath combining for a couple nice rebounds. Get the Owls another couple points.
And it's 44-3. Inside Zielinski. Zielinski outside Billiter. Back up top. That's Gibson. Gibson a couple of dribbles. Hands off to Billiter. 27 seconds. Billiter a deep three. Off the glass. Off the rim and no good. Rebound Berquist. Berquist, cross-court pass, Miles to the corner. Now Ellie Kellstrom, she'll try a left wing three. Knock it down.
Nice shot by Ellie Kellstrom there. The junior firing from long range, 47-3, 6 seconds left, one shot available here for the Cards.
Gibson to Zielinski, free throw line jumper off the glass, no good. So at the end of three quarters, it's Oscoda 47 and Whittemore Prescott 3 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agencies in Augray and West Branch, Barash Funeral Home of Oscoda, Augray, East Tallis, Hale, Prescott, and Twining. And a pass inside Montgomery. Good passing by the Owls, and Montgomery's on the board. And so it is 49-3. Left side, open for three, off the glass, no good. Rebound inside, pulled down by Montgomery. Saved it to Sabrina Salvador, and she has it knocked away, and we're going to have a held ball situation, and Whittemore Prescott will take the basketball.
Good hustle by both teams under the rim. Diving for basketballs, keeping them in bounds. Good hustle play both ways.
49-3, Oscoda leading Whittemore Prescott. And inside here, that's Wanks. Brielle Wanks has the ball pulled away from behind, and a jump ball will go to the Oscoda Owls.
Yeah, Kaylin Griggs just snuck up behind her and grabbed a hold of the ball, and just like that, the possession arrows the other way.
Back-to-back jump balls, puts the basketball back with the Owls. Toppy has it left side to Montgomery. Back up top, Toppy. Right side, that's Griggs. And left side, Sabrina Salvador. She'll drive baseline and kick out. Wide open for three, Griggs, and no good. Rebound tipped and won by the Owls, Montgomery. Bounce pass inside, Kellstrom. Kellstrom over her right shoulder. Good move by Kellstrom. And that's two more points, 51-3. Gibson will jog it across. Left side now is Bluest. Bluest lost the handle of it, and it goes back to the Owls. Griggs will jog it across. Left side, Montgomery, pump fake a three. Cross-court pass way over Toppy's head.
And that was so into the left field bleachers there, Brad. She fired that one across.
She saw someone in the fourth row wearing blue and decided that was close enough. And so Gibson will inbound here for Whittemore. We are into a running clock situation. The clock did not stop on that out of bounds. And now pass inside, and we're going to have another jump ball as Kellstrom and Wanks get tied up. So it'll stay Whittemore Prescott basketball.
One more chance for my girls here. Whittemore Prescott under the glass here. See if they can get somebody through the lane and a ball to somebody in the lane.
They tried to. They tried to get it to Saunders, but the ball taken away. And Montgomery to Toppy. Toppy cross court to Griggs. Open for a right corner three. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Ellie Kellstrom. She's able to chase it down. And into the corner, Montgomery pump fake a three, and she'll be fouled trying to run baseline. And Brielle Wanks is going to pick up that foul. That'll be the team's fifth.
Like you said earlier, the clock moving. We're under 5 minutes now, and the clock will not get started again unless the score differential gets closer.
Sabrina Salvador can't hit the pass off of the inbound. And so it'll be Gibson, left side, open for three, Bluest, and off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down, and another jump ball. This one will go to the Owls.
Griggs originally had that ball, but a little bit of a good hustle play in there by number 40 for Whittemore, Brooke Saunders, and she tied it up.
4:23 to play in our contest. Toppy will jog it across for the Owls. And Kellstrom, good cut down the lane, and Kellstrom scores as Toppy delivers the bounce pass. And so now it'll be right side, Bluest. Bluest again for three, needs help from the backboard, didn't get it. Rebound Kellstrom. And now here comes Toppy. Toppy for the Owls. Brings it across. Now up top, Kellstrom. Left side to Griggs. Griggs back up top, Kellstrom. Another three-point attempt. Kellstrom, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gibson. 53-3. Oscoda leads this basketball game. Right side, Bluest. Open for three. No, it rimmed out, I think, two different times. And now here comes Montgomery for the Owls. After she gets the rebound, sprints up court. Kick out to Griggs. Griggs into the lane. Back to Montgomery. Montgomery drives. Cross-court pass. Tipped and grabbed by Kjellstrom. And now back out to Toppy. 3.5 to play. Back to Kjellstrom. Pump fake three. And steps to the right. Shoots it. And no good. Rebound Sabrina Salvador underneath. And another jump ball. This one will go to Whittemore.
A lot of tie-ups lately here in this game. Oscoda will send three more replacements in. Senior Kalen Griggs will come out of the game. Salvador will come out of the game. Nice round of applause here from the Oscoda fans for them.
This game brought to you in part by Murphy Home Furnishings of East Dallas and Arby's of Standish and West Branch as Whittemore Prescott passed a little too long, turned over to the Owls. 2:45 to play. And so Montgomery will inbound. 53-3, our score. Whittemore has been held scoreless in the first and third quarters, and so far here in the fourth. Kjellstrom another three. This one a little short. Rebound fought for, and we have a collision. And I think Lisman got hit in the face. And
yes, she did, and she caught the back of the Oscoda player's head on her nose, mouth area, and she's bleeding, so she's going to leave the court, and someone's going to get after her to attend to her, and they do stop the clock for this since it's an injury with 2:13 left. She's already cleared the court. Hope she's all right.
That foul is on Montgomery, her fifth, so she is out of the game. And so we're ready to play again. Whittemore Prescott basketball. And the clock gets back underway. We have 2:10 to play here in our fourth quarter. See if Whittemore can get a couple of shots to fall here. And
quick turnover on a carry and a walk. Just forgot to pass the basketball before she took some steps. And just like that, the Owls will have it here with 1:50 left in the game.
Berquist with the basketball up top. Goes into Toppy on the right side. Bounce pass inside. Kjellstrom goes straight up, and Kjellstrom has a real nice second half going. She's got 6 in the fourth quarter alone, 9 in the half, and it's 55-3. Billiter outside. Tries a bounce pass inside. Luckily gets bounced around to Wanks, then bounced around again, and this time goes to the Owls. Toppy will bring it across. And Toppy dragged that back foot while trying to make the pass, and so that'll be a turnover. 1:15 to play in our fourth quarter. How many turnovers do you have for the Owls tonight?
The Owls are up to 12. They're up to a dozen turnovers. Nothing in comparison to the 31 from the Cardinals, though.
Up top to Billiter. Now left side Bluest, and she wanted to shoot it, then she wanted to pass it. And, well, yet again, caught in between something, and so that's a travel. She jumps straight up in the air. 45 seconds left, and I just saw Coach Toppy look at Grace Berquist and just kind of wave his arm saying, nope, we're not gonna shoot here. We're going to be happy with 55-3. Whittemore still playing tough defense, though. They're going to chase the ball around. Good for Whittemore Prescott, not quitting right here. Right side now, Toppy. 22 seconds left. Bounce pass Whipke. It's just a little three-person game here between Whipke, Toppy, and Berquist. Cross-court pass Miles, and we have a push underneath. That's going to be on Gibson of Whittemore Prescott.
Kind of a meaningless foul. They stopped the clock here with 12 seconds left. I don't understand why they stopped the clock, but they did.
And they're going to throw it into the front court here with and a foul here. Well, look at that. Whittemore's still got a foul here, and that's going to put Oscoda at the line. They're just going to run the clock out, I think. And, yeah, the officials do the right thing here. It was supposed to be a 1-1. They said, yeah, no. We're going to be happy with just running this one out. So our final score, Oscoda 55 and Whittemore Prescott 3.